Ahoy there! This is Maddie Aris bringing you the latest news from the Aris Family Bunker. Normally, I'd be bringing you my reports from Scurvy Town, but while you know what season is in full swing, this is the best you'll get. On day two, I watched a spider build a web in the corner of the basement. I hope some insects manage to find their way into the house, or it's gonna be slim pickings for Charlotte A. Webbington, my new spider overlord. That's right, fearless listeners. Only 48 hours underground and I was already going completely stir-crazy. This is what happens when your parents hold you hostage in their basement. Out of sheer boredom, I decided to sneak upstairs and try to get a recording of the sounds of the you-know-whats as the you-know-whatever. It really is kind of a blurgish noise, but sort of almost sounds like a toilet flushing. At least that's the way I remembered it 8 years ago. Here on out, we can dispense with the you-know-what nonsense. Blorg bats are supposed to be nocturnal, so I conducted my field research at night and then checked again every hour all the way to mid-morning, and you want to know what I heard? Crickets. Okay, so not actual crickets, but nothing. And I wanted to know why. I recorded a podcast about it, which is the first part of this podcast. I just kind of glumped them together. And I asked my fearless listeners for their opinions. However, when I went to upload it to the internet, the connection was down. As you can imagine, as I am a digital age kind of gal, this disturbed my fragile little mind on so hardcore a level, I'm not proud to admit the advanced stages of my subsequent freakout. There were histrionics and withdrawal, as myself and the rest of the townspeople realized we were cut off from all forms of communication to and from the mainland. A group of us met at the Welcome Center and decided to go topside to see if we could fix the connectivity problem, and we discovered more crickets, to continue that little metaphor. We went to the offices of the phone company to see what was wrong, like maybe a switch had been flicked off somewhere, and that's when we discovered that there had been sabotage. Now, I cannot pretend to understand the technical aspects of it, but field correspondent, all-around nerd, Pokemondius Flack assured me that our media blackout was quite deliberate. A lot has happened since our discovery, and I think it only prudent to show you how well our little island of misfits was able to band together in the face of adversity. Please read the linked story written by our own Captain Benjamin Tullis and heavily edited by Scurvy Town Welcome Center's Janet Torr.